the explosion was going off, I was being pushed forward, and I remember just thinking, like, this cannot be happening. We're in Boston. Like, there's not bombs that happen here, and we're at the marathon of all places. And I remember being really scared, and then I remember I had rings on, metal rings, and they were burning into my fingers, and I couldn't get them off.
When I came to, I saw that my leg was off, and then right away after, though, like, someone did run over, a former military, and he said, I'll be all right. He just told me, like, lay back, and then I asked him to, like, throw water on my back because, like, my back was burning.
I thought I got punched. I didn't know what happened, like, right in the beginning. And then when I thought about it, like, I tried to get up at this leg first, and I looked down and it was gone because I couldn't get up. I didn't know why I couldn't get up. And then I knew it kicked in, that, you know, that a bomb went off. When I looked down, my pants were on fire, and I was just putting them out, and my shirt up here was on fire.
You could see, like, the bone and the tissue. And I remember looking at it once, and I was like, I'm not looking back down there.
Jackie had been standing right beside the second bomb. She still has shrapnel all over her body that can't be removed. But doctors did remove the zipper from the backpack containing the bomb and the fuse wire. Both were sent to the FBI. The two brothers each had their right legs blown off.
I was in a medically induced coma for 7 to 8 days. So, like, when I did wake up, I got to FaceTime him, and he told me, like, you know, that he lost his leg, and I also obviously told him I lost my leg, and he said he knew and stuff, and that kind of sucked, obviously, and then, it was emotional.
They're probably a million times better now compared to what it was. Like, at that point in time, it, like, felt like it was the end of the world. You feel like a kid again. You have to learn to walk, and we drive with our left foot now. Just everything you got to do is a little different. We shower, we take our legs off, we have to sit in a chair to shower now. You know, I know for me, it's still at night I use a urinal because I'm not going to get up, put my leg on, run to the bathroom, come back. That's like a 15, 20 minute process when you got to do all that. I mean, we got a long road regardless, but we're still, you know, it's okay. We're all right.
This incident didn't define us. It is who we are now because we have scars and we have, you know, there is results from it, but just hopefully get back to life.